What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Funchy, what do you got?
All right, so Don, I got some good news. Employers in California will soon be banned from testing workers for marijuana under a new law. Assembly Bill 2188, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, prevents employees from setting conditions of employment based on cannabis use while they're away from work. So basically, you can do your stuff away from work and not get in trouble for it. It also prevents them from hiring and firing based on that, too. The laws are expected to go in effect in 2024. So, yay, we did it.
So you can... But not during work hours.
No. You can't come to work all stoned or whatever, but you can do it away. Like, you know, you're drinking some wine or beer or whatever.
Yeah, because right. A lot of people... like
you can't get fired for that.
Yes. Oh, you can. Yes, no, you can't.
Cannot. So I actually have a quick story about this because y'all know I don't smoke weed or anything like that. I get paranoid. But the boo and I were like, you know what? We've been like really stressed. Let's try it. So we went and got, I think I sent you guys a picture, like the Mike, was it the Mike Tyson? What was it?
The Mike Tyson. Yes, the Mike Tyson.
I apparently didn't do it right because I got no effects. He's like, you're supposed to inhale, babe, and then exhale. I'm like, I thought that's what I did. But apparently I didn't smoke weed the right way.
Really? Is that your first time trying?
No. But I didn't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're like Bill Clinton, didn't inhale.
And then at the Rams game, you know, shout out to Mace who gave me his tickets.
Oh, I thought he gave you something else.
No. But wait,
man,
but
that's
wait,
a good deal.
But wait. So I met this guy in there named Mike. He's like, oh, whatever. And he's like,
was it Mike Tyson?
No.
Always a guy named Mike. Always a guy named Mike.
He said I took a picture with him. He's like, oh, I'm a huge Rams fan, whatever, ESPN fan, whatever, whatever. He's like, oh, I have gummies. And I was like, I am not taking this man's gummy. I don't know what's in it. And I was like, nah, man, we're good. Christian grabs it and throws it. I'm like, babe, what the hell? Stranger danger. Like, what are you doing?
When you say grabs it and throws it, he grabbed the gummy
and
bag?
And put it in his mouth.
Oh, good man.
Oh.
Hell no. They were in, like, a baggie. They were sealed and had a whatever. But it's like, baby, no. What if you would have died? Like, I'm going to tell your mom. Like,
I'm going to tell your mom?
You know? Like,
come on,
no,
boo.
Like, I mean, like, imagine something happens. He's in the hospital because he took a gummy from some random stranger. And then, he's like, boy, he listens. I don't care if he listens to us or not. Like, you know, you're in the hospital. I got to tell your mom, oh, yeah, he took an edible, like a gummy from a random stranger at a Rams game that I took him.
You get in big trouble.
Yeah. I was like, can we not? He's like, did you try it? I was like, absolutely not. I threw that ish away. Like, I'm like, oh, thanks, sir. And then just threw the baggie away. Stranger danger.
Yeah, I can't really remember many people turning down gummies. I got to admit,
really?
Rachel. Yeah, Rachel, I will admit this. She's what I call, she's a doser. So we'll be in a bar or, you know, like a, you know, we're a doser. So like, we'll be like seeing a band play. And then she'll be out on the dance floor, and then she'll just decide to dose the entire dance floor.
What
and then
the?
She just, well, what she'll
do
is,
that?
Well, what I mean is she'll
she
have
a dope man for everyone or what?
No, she'll have a bag of gummies. She'll have a bag of gummies, and she'll be like, you know what? Everybody here needs to get on the same page.
Oh my
and
God.
She just starts handing them out.
Cappy,
and 45 minutes later,
well, Rachel's a dope man, huh?
Well, she's a doser.
I don't think you should blast that out, Cabby.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, it already happened.
I need to hang out with her.
You need to go
invite me to the next shindig.
Club, man. That's where that guy's at, giving out gummies at the Rams game. Just saying.
Well, where did this all start? This started because, Funchy, you said that the new law is that employers can't fire people because they use marijuana recreationally.
Yes. Marijuana outside use of the office, right.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Yep. Got it.
Recreationally. Recreationally.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
My bad. Sorry, guys. I derailed that.
People drink alcohol. Nobody seems to fire people for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go home and your thing is, hey, I don't drink booze. I like to smoke weed. So be it. Do your thing. It shouldn't be a reason to fire people.
Thought I'd never see the day.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think you'd be pretty darn surprised how many doctors and lawyers and accountants and mechanics and all kinds of people that are part of your life are probably smoking weed.
And talk show hosts from 1 to 4.
Make sure you're clear. 1 to 4, that is. Yeah. I will tell you, I have not been smoking weed at all. No vaping, no smoking, no edibles,
wow.
No nothing. And I'll tell you right now, people laugh at me. They're like, really? You just quit like that? I'm like, yeah, just total cold turkey on the spot. Mm. And I will say, I feel really good. Definitely feel more energetic and more clear-minded. And the other day when I was flying, there was a lot of turbulence. And rather than like going through a complete state of panic, I was like, whatever, I'm cool, I'm good, I can handle the turbulence.
You freak out like that, or turbulence, just because you, well, if are you, if you're like baked while you're on the flight,
like
you're
if
saying,
you're super baked.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. But why would you take something? Why would you ever take a gummy or smoke while you're gonna be in like an airplane with 300 strangers? Like, why would you do that? How is that relaxing?
Well,
sometimes
suppose,
you got to sleep on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, George, it really comes down to if you
just take some melatonin, bro.
No, dude. If you smoke weed,
or like some ZQL.
No, if you smoke weed, you smoke weed before you fly. Trust me.
No, I would. Let me tell you something. When I like to be impaired in whichever way I choose to be impaired, I generally don't like to do it in public.
Well, that's because you're not like a daily, you know, just sort of that's you're not a functional stoner. You know, but people who are, well, because if you were a functional stoner, you'd be smoking weed before you get on a plane. Trust me.
No, I know plenty of people I also know plenty of people who smoke weed every day, but when they go on a plane, they're like, nah, bro, bad trip.
I don't know anybody like that.
Okay, well, I know some people.
I'd like to talk to those people.
Okay, I can put them on the phone with you if you
like. Yeah, I'd like to get to know them a little bit.
Okay,
I'd like to dig into
them. Maybe they can help you.
Well, I'm good.
So now you're better.
Oh,
I
feel great.
You just proved my point as to why you shouldn't smoke before you get on a plane.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bad, listen, truth be told, the number of times that I've flown and I haven't been like sober, I've been, you know, on the juice, you know, and the plane starts to shake and rattle a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to die. We're going down. Oh my God. Ah! Like this is it.
And you didn't smoke and then you didn't do that this time.
I just handled it. I just put my hat down and slept. Yeah. It was like, whatever, nothing I can
do.
Kind
of what I was telling
control.
You. Bad trip, bro.
Oh, Funchy, what about you, man? You smoke before you fly?
Plead the fifth on that, but yeah, I guess I can say yes now because it is new law.
Yeah.
First I plead the fifth, then I say yes.
I mean, it's like, kind of the opposite of pleading the fifth.
It is, Funchy.
Well, we got a new law now.
Right. No, you plead the
sixth. But it goes into effect 2024, bro.
Well, I plead the fifth then.
That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Hey, Brian Windhorst. Funchy, do you have that sound?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, give me the long one. The second one that I sent you. Basically, Brian Windhorst was on NBA Today. I think this was yesterday. And I think that the question was something to the effect of the Lakers offseason. How do you feel? Blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, on this show, you and I have talked about it. And, you know, I liked the Pat Beverly move in a silo. I liked the Dennis Schroeder move in a silo. But I still haven't changed my position that the Lakers are still not a championship level team, even with those additions. And now you, Cappy, have been on the whole. And I've said that, look, I think this Russell Westbrook thing is going to be an experiment of 10 to 20 games. Maybe I'm wrong, a month or two. You seem to think they're going to see this thing through, right? That's your sense?
Well, it's my hope.
Right. As the outsider.
Right.
Insider versus outsider.
Right. My feeling is that you're going to pay this guy $47 million, whether he plays for you or he doesn't play for you. So unless you can trade him and get somebody else to take on, you know, most of that money, if you're going to pay him, you probably should see what you can get out of him. If it's so bad that you're willing to pay somebody $47 million to just go away, then that's really brutal. And honestly, for me, I would never go near Russell Westbrook again if I were another NBA team. So for me, he's got to get it together is what I'm saying. He got to understand who he is, what his role is, and he got to go play it. And he got to prove everybody wrong. That's what I'm rooting for. Will it happen? I'd say about a 35% chance. What do you think of that number? 35 good?
I mean, sounds all right to me. So anyway, let's hear from Windy what he said when he was asked about the Lakers offseason. Go ahead. I thought this was interesting.
So you're looking at all these guys who don't shoot the ball well in a league where shooting is not only at a premium, but for the last 15 years in this league, every team that's had LeBron James, it's shooting, 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 shooting.
Right.
And their best shooter amongst all these guys is Kendrick Nunn, who hasn't played in a year, and we don't even know how healthy he's going to be at the start of the season. I just do not believe, and this can be used as receipts later. You can use this against me, I guess, Lakers.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the basketball people in this organization believe that this is a group that's actually going to work.
Mm.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe, you know, I think they took a guy here who they think is a good value at a minimum contract, and they thought, we're going to do some major makeover here, and eventually it'll make sense. So I will just say, I will wait till it makes sense, but right now it does not.
So Windy doesn't believe that the basketball
that the Lakers
people,
believe they have a championship level team.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I love when people do that because I do that a lot. I believe that they believe that. So Wendy does not believe that the basketball people do believe that the basketball team itself is good. He believes that the basketball people believe that the basketball team is bad, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know about bad, but they don't think that like it's championship good. Like they can't believe this is a good team, like a team that can win a title. I mean, there's no way they can believe that. Like, do you believe that?
Well, George, I'm easily persuaded.
I mean, we know that too.
And here's the deal. For me, it goes like this. If LeBron James can stay healthy, if Anthony Davis can stay healthy, if Russell Westbrook can play his role, if Darvin Ham can inspire this team, if all of these role players understand who they are, on whose team they play for, and all these, and if all this stuff happens, then guess what? Championship team. I believe that.
Then you're not a championship team if you have to. It's like my theory on if you're a Hall of Famer. If I have to sit here and make a case if you're a Hall of Famer, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Hmm.
Like a Hall of Famer should be like automatic. Like, yeah, that guy's a Hall of Famer or that woman's a Hall of Famer. If you're a championship team or you're not. The Buffalo Bills, that's a championship level team?
If Josh Allen remains healthy all year.
No. Just straight up. Are they a championship level team?
They certainly looked like it last night. They certainly looked like it for the first 2 weeks.
Right. But if you got to give me 17 ifs, then no. Then you're not a championship team. It's just that simple. Are the Raiders a championship team?
I would say no. Okay. Are the Rams a championship team?
Not right now.
Are the Chargers a championship team?
Not if Justin Herbert's hurt. So not right now.
Are the Clippers a championship team?
Hell no.
No, not right now. I mean, they have the makings of it, but they're not. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Basketball's funky, man. 82 games. You know, you got to win 16 more. Are you a 16-win team? The Clippers have proven historically that they're not. Until proven otherwise, I think they have a good shot at it. But until proven otherwise, they're not.
If.
Right. That's an if. Exactly. So they're not.
It's like that scene in Pulp Fiction.
You know who's a championship team? You know who's a 16-win team? The Warriors. The Warriors.
That's true.
You know who's a 16-win team?
Tell me.
Milwaukee.
Been proven.
Yeah. So.
I'm just contemplating the ifs, Jules. That's all. Just like in Pulp Fiction. I'm just contemplating the ifs. And that's what I'm doing
now. I just don't know, like, you know, I know Laker fans. Honestly, I've been very surprised that Laker fans, at least the ones I've seen online, have kind of been like, yeah, Brian's kind of right.
Oh, really?
Now, of course, there's always going to be people up in arms that say that he's crazy and he's wrong. And how dare he? But at least the ones I follow on Twitter, and I follow a decent amount of Lakers Twitter people because I like to kind of get the pulse of how the fans feel, and they generally seem to agree with Wendy.
That the Lakers basketball people do not believe that this team
is championship
caliber.
Oh, no, that this is not a championship team, that there's no way anybody in their right mind thinks that this, what they have currently, is a championship team. Now, that can change if the roster changes, but at least, you know, it would have to change first.
I would think it would be major changes to the roster. Come on, LeBron, stay healthy. AD, stay healthy. Come on, Russ, play your role, Russ. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know if it has to be major changes, but changes for sure. I don't think there's any question. Hey, coming up next, there's a million other things we need to talk about, including the Rams. You mentioned them a second ago. The Rams, they're 1-1, but they got problems. Okay? And we're going to have an honest conversation about them as well. We'll do that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, isn't this an anniversary today?
It is. In 2011, this was released.
What's wrong with you?
Still annoying song.
It is, but
It's
catchy.
It is catchy.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
And Sedano's been a little upset, so, you know, we got to calm him down.
It is catchy. Although I did get us through 30 minutes of content.
Oh, I mean, I'm mad at it, bro. I'm not. I love it.
Actually, more than that, but, you know.
So call me, maybe.
It is like a weak-ass song, but it is catchy as hell.
Remember everyone's like making videos of this song?
Oh, man. Like, lip-syncing into it. If this was around, like, if TikTok was around during this song, oh, my God. You would have heard it 100 times more than you already did.
When did TikTok start?
Like 2 years ago, maybe? I think during the pandemic?
The pandemic, it took off. But it was here before that.
George, did you post something on TikTok today?
I did. I posted my game day feature there. Nice. I figured, why not?
Well, I saw it come on like my phone. I had a notification. I'm a notifications guy.
Oh, hell.
See, I'm only a notifications person on Twitter. Like, and do you want to know who my notifications are?
Tell me.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure you can guess a few of them, no?
Oh, NBA. You mean like individuals?
Yeah, like Wendy. Twitter notifications.
Oh, because I don't have any Twitter notifications on, which is ironic because I'm about to tell you that I love notifications.
Right.
So my phone is buzzing all day long. Yahoo News, Mama. NFL, CNN. I mean, all day long, it's boom, 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 like constant notifications.
Yeah.
And I saw today in my phone, just for a brief second, it said something like George Sedano posted on TikTok. And I was like, wait a second, George on TikTok? I didn't even know you were on TikTok, let alone posting content on TikTok.
Me neither. I didn't know I was TikTok on TikTok either, and then I realized I was.
No, and was it easy for you to just post this this thing that you posted?
Yeah, I just hit post and chose from my phone like thing, just like I would any other app, and then it uploaded and it was done.
I feel like TikTok...
Only Cappy would think it's that difficult.
But TikTok... It does, you know what I'm annoyed about TikTok? I wasn't able to get Sedano like I have on Twitter, or even George Sedano, like ESPN, like I have on Instagram, which I'm kind of annoyed Instagram wouldn't give me Sedano either. So it's Sedano J on TikTok.
But no, Laura, it's not that I feel like people do extravagant editing...
I agree.
On TikTok, and I don't know if it is extravagant at all or if it's super easy, but the notion of having to spend the time to learn it is what stopped me from doing it.
No, I'm with you, Cappy. We've had this conversation because Sedano talked about his username and all that, and we had people follow us, that I'm not a good, like, TikToker person.
Me neither. I'm not.
Because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. You got to do a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah. But if you have something...
You'd be great at it if you had someone that I would actually do the extra stuff for you. Mm-hmm. Because you like being extra.
Well, I do feel like I need a social media person to be with me at all times. Mm. And then they can post the stuff. And this way I don't have to think about it. Oh, look at this. This is your first post on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, you put out the whole thing here.
Yeah.
You know who uses TikTok a lot?
Casper
Villa?
Janice
is on TikTok a lot. Because the first thing that popped up when I opened TikTok was Janice.
Me too, right now.
Not me. Me, it was Casper Villa.
Is Janice in there right now?
Yeah, she's in here.
Yeah, the first thing that popped up on my TikTok when I opened it up was Janice.
Janice, how about a 30-minute Sedano and Cap TikTok lesson?
I don't think... Oh, a lesson. I was going to say a 30-minute post. Nobody
wants
that.
No. Like a lesson where you sit down with us.
Yeah, no, Janice can do that, but
you literally work with us.
Like, yeah, I don't think people...
No, right, Janice? Not on the air?
No.
Yeah, we can do it.
Off air.
Didn't you do it for like Mason and Ireland? Were you doing their TikTok?
Yeah, so they created their own... I created it. Greg helped me. And then we started posting daily content.
Because they were trying to be like the...
They wanted to be the hip and cool radio show.
They wanted to go against the Sedano Circle of Trust, but then, you know, the mafia came, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Congrats on 1,000 members, though, guys.
Do we have 1,000 members?
Yes. Yeah. Got to 1,000.
Somebody had said the violence hit... Let you hit the 1,000 members today.
No, we have 991, it says here.
No, it says
no, it's 1,000.
1K.
1K. I have 1K on mine.
Yep.
Who left? Who left?
No, mine must be behind. Maybe it's just
1,002.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So Janice, yeah, we'll do that. We'll work with you on that. We'll do that. We'll you know.
I'm setting up an appointment with you, Janice. I want to learn how to use
TikTok. An appointment. Are you putting her on your Calendly?
No, no, I'm going to get on her Calendly. See the difference?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm booking the appointment with her.
You know why?
Why?
Because you don't want Rachel to know. Because, you know, the whole hotel thing, and now you're
going to
be...
Bro, Rachel must think you are shady as hell going into a hotel for 30 minutes.
She did. She said to me, she goes, why were you in the Hilton by the John Wayne Airport?
And I bet you the look on your face was like, oh, my God.
Well, right. The look on my face was, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to have to tell her the truth. And I told her, I go, look, George and I went for lunch. We had a whole bunch of Mexican food. While I was away for the weekend, I was having like some stomach issues. And on my way south last night, when I got to the John Wayne Airport, it was now or never. It was either get out of the car or it's happening in the car. And so I pulled off and I got to this hotel and I turned in and I ran into the lobby like, where's the bathroom? And they're like, oh, it's right over there, sir. And I went into the bathroom and I closed the door and I just was there like concentrating and breathing and focusing. And knowing that I only had like 28 minutes, because first 30 minutes parking free, second 30 minutes, $26. I wasn't paying $26 to use their bathroom, although they probably thought I should have paid a lot more. Nonetheless, yes, she said to me, why were you at a hotel for 30 minutes in Irvine last night? And I had to. Then I was totally humiliated. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, because I wasn't wearing a diaper, that's why.
Cap, that's an instance where I think you lie a lot, so you should have lied about
that. No, you got to tell the truth, bro, because a 30-minute hotel stay, like, you got to be honest about that.
No. 30 minutes ain't nothing.
Right, what am I going to do in 30 minutes?
It takes you 15 minutes to get to a room.
Yeah, that's yummy.
If she would have said to me, hey, you were in a hotel for an hour, what were you doing?
In like an hour and a half, 2 hours, then you got
issues. Then I'm in trouble. Then I can understand.
30 minutes?
Right, 30 minutes, come on. Nothing can happen in 30 minutes.
Nothing.
I mean, you're the man who admitted to faking it last week.
That's true.
That is true. I did admit that.
So, I mean, you know,
only a couple of times, by the way. I mean, let's not make a big deal. I mean, come
on. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. I wonder if Rachel knows that.
It hasn't. I haven't had to do that.
Oh, well, good for you. Good answer. Good answer.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, the Rams. They got big problems, Cappy.
You got big problems, my friend.
Why did you go Tony Montana?
I don't know. You got big problems, my friend.
People are posting Tony Montana memes with my face on it in the community, which I think is kind of funny.
Say hello to my little friend.
They're like, Jalen Ramsey saved them at the end of that game yesterday.
Wait a second. Jalen Ramsey came up with an interception, okay? But Atlanta got the ball yet again. So it wasn't like Jalen Ramsey made that pick and that was the end of the game.
No, I know. I understand. But he saved them. They would have been down.
I'm just saying that the defense as a whole came up when they had to. Okay. When there's still an opportunity for Atlanta to get the ball and maybe go deep and the quarterback can't get rid of the ball and ultimately gets sacked. That's the defense who came up big a couple of times.
Yeah. And their running game is non-existent, basically. I heard Mason in like Ireland trying to make the case of like, well, you know, they basically ran for 100 yards between the two guys or whatever. I'm like,
that's true.
Yeah, but come on, that 100 yards is not enough.
No, between Henderson and Akers, they had 25 carries for about 94 yards, if I recall, and I can give you the exact numbers here.
They have 117 yards on the season, like
right in two games, and 94 of them came in the second game. It just goes to show you how in the first game this season. They had no semblance of a running game at all. They got down to Buffalo, and then they had to just whip it all around the field.
Right.
So there was no running the football.
Yeah.
But they don't have a running game yet, and it's not because they don't have good running backs. It's because it's commitment to run, it's running back quality, it's offensive line. It's all of it. No running game so far. 117 yards in two games.
They are definitely a work in progress. And I'm worried about this Matthew Stafford stuff. That Jay Glazer sound we played the other day and we played again yesterday, I am more worried about Matthew Stafford now than I ever have been.
Well, if what Jay Glazer said is true, and I believe what Jay reports, because Jay is so close with Sean McVay that if you just put two and two together and you don't have to be able to be good at math to do it, you kind of figure, where's he getting this from? So if Matthew Stafford was injured last year, and according to Jay, that's why he threw so many interceptions, and he's got the same injury this year, and it's no better, and maybe it's no worse, maybe. I mean, that's just a maybe. That's why he's throwing so many interceptions? Because check me on this. Through the first two games, Matthew Stafford has thrown 5 interceptions, and last year it was 17, most in the NFL. So Matthew Stafford, I'm not blaming the injury for the picks. I kind of blame more the decision-making. But I'm with you, George. I don't think we know how bad Matthew Stafford's elbow really is.
Yeah, and honestly, it's what we talked about when Glazer said that it was bad last year, but he made it through, and he thinks he'll make it through again. I'm like, look, I love Jay Glazer too, but it's like that's a tough thing to try to diagnose. You know what I mean? Like I can't imagine that's going to get any better. So I think that there are real questions to what they can do this season. We'll get to some questions, speaking of questions, because we've got a Radio Tinder coming up next. So we'll have that in a moment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thank you, Christopher.
Oh, there you go, Funchy.
There you go. All right, guys. So pretty much everyone I know saw this Eli Manning video where he puts on a wig, some prosthetic makeup to make him look dramatically different, goes to Penn State football's open tryouts, and he shows that he still has a little bit left in the tank. He probably would have made a team if he wasn't Eli Manning. And I think we could see more former athletes doing something like this, disguising himself for an open tryout. So question here, would you want to watch a TV show based on disguised former players trying to try out for various college teams? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it's, yeah, I think that that could be like a funny thing. I don't think you could do like a ton of them.
Yeah.
I think that you could probably do like.
Like, I could see some guy like Jamal Crawford, like, putting on some makeup and, like, just beating some 20-year-olds and just
so
making a team.
I'll give you an example. I used to, I know a guy who played in the NBA, right? Like, we became friendly. John Crotty. He used to be John Stockton's backup.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course I know him. Yes, 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 yes.
John Crotty, if you saw him, he's only like 6'1", 6'2". You know what I mean? But he was an NBA point guard. You know what I mean? Like, for a decade, a backup point guard. And I always used to tell him, dude, just come with me to the park one day and just like, let's try to hustle some people. Cause he even though he was already like 40 something, like he would crush dudes.
Crotty could play back in the day.
No, but I'm saying like, he told me like he went to like LA Fitness once and like crushed 25-year-olds, like dudes that are just trying to ball in there who are like went to college and stuff. He also told me a story once, and this was like at his last season in the league. So he was probably like 35. That a beat writer, he was playing for the Pistons that year, like his last season. And like a beat writer, like bet him $100 or something like that, or $50. Be like, I bet you can't double pump reverse dunk. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah. And he's like, put the money on the table. He put the money on the table. He grabbed the ball and he double pumped reverse dunk. And there he was like, whoa. And it's like, yeah, like all these dudes can ball. So I think it'd be cool, but I'd like to see it with more like random dudes going to like the park and playing than just this like same tryout story every time.
But there used to be a show, I'm trying to remember who televised it. It was called like the Jock versus the, what was it called? The
Joe's Pros versus Joe's.
Yeah, Pros versus Joe's, where like a regular guy thought, you know what, I'm good, I can ball. And then they'd go out there and they'd play against a retired pro athlete who just would, you know, mop the floor with the guy. I do like all this Eli Manning thing. You know, there was a Jared Goff one a couple of years ago where Jared Goff went to some like junior college and he balled out and they were like, who is this guy? He's transferring here. And then afterwards, you know, he took off the wig and the stash or whatever. And everybody's like, oh my God, no way. I think it's really cute. I think it's funny. I thought the Eli Manning thing that we all saw where he goes to Penn State was really funny. If they had a show where they could actually pull it off, I'd watch that. That's fun.
Yeah, I think I'm all in on this one, too. We'll go to the next one. Moon World Resorts announced plans to construct a $5 billion resort that resembles the moon, and it will be in Dubai. The area around the resort's lunar surface, dubbed the Lunar Colony, is designed to evoke the sensation of being on the surface of the moon. So they're going to have, like, basically a moon room. So you can walk on the moon like you're walking on the moon. In addition, visitors can plan to book one of its 300 private boutique residencies known as the Sky Villas. So I'm guessing this is going to be like a $5,000 a night hotel room or something. You're staying on the moon or whatever. So swipe left or swipe right if you want to stay at the Moon Hotel in Dubai. Cappy.
Swipe left and say no interest. Doesn't mean I don't want to go to Dubai. I do want to check it out. I mean, I've never been, but I know people who have been, and they say it's ridiculous. Like, it's something that you have to see in your life. I don't know if I'll ever get there, but I'd like to. Isn't Dubai where they have that indoor mountain where you can snow ski indoors? Does anybody know about this?
No, I'm pretty sure they do because it's, like, you know, very hot there.
Right. And so, like, they've got this really gigantic building, and inside they've constructed a mountain, and literally people snow ski indoors, which I think is freaking brilliant. So it sounds like Dubai is an interesting place to check out, but as far as staying in a hotel that's supposed to be like a moon, that's $5 billion. Dude, they're essentially building SoFi Stadium to look like the moon and stay in a hotel. I'm out on that. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm not really interested, Funchy. I'm swiping left on that. What's next?
All right. Remember the show Squid Games on Netflix? Well, they're
did
making
it win a bunch of Emmys or no? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they. I know the. The guy, the main guy, won Best Actor at the Emmys. Well, they're making a real reality show based on the Squid Game show. 456 contestants will be battling for a grand prize of $4.56 million. But unlike the version in the movie, you know, where the losers die, the losers don't die on this one. This $4.56 million will be the biggest cash prize offered in TV history. Guys, you would be on a reality show if the prize was lots of money like this one. Swipe left or swipe right, Sedona.
Now, I obviously, you know, there's no death involved, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I have been on a reality show.
Which one were you on?
I was on. I've told this story before. I was on one episode of a show that was short lived, called Model Latina. It was basically America's Top Model, but for like Hispanic women. And I was on the show.
As a model?
Were you judging?
No, I was a judge, dude.
Oh.
I was a judge in one of like the initial episodes when like they're in different cities, they're trying to find like the models or whatever. And it was me, Katrina Campins, who's like the, you know, like one of the super famous real estate people that's on those shows. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the show?
It was called Model Latina.
Model Latina.
I was just on one of the original episodes. And that's it. I was only appeared one time, but that's my only foray into reality shows. Now I would do like a reality show, like a game show style. I would not do a reality show like with my family, because I feel like every time people do the reality show with their family, it's disastrous.
So we're not going to see Keeping Up with Sedano's?
Yeah, no chance that would be the case, because it just becomes, it's disastrous, I think, for the family dynamic. But if it's just like a game show, like, what's the racing one that they do? Ramona was talking about this on
Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
Right. Like I'd do like the Amazing Race or something like that, but not like a family show. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had one foray into reality TV, and that was called, George, you recall the name of the show?
Oh yeah. Stable Wars.
Stable Wars. That's right. Yeah. And funny you say that, because in the first season of Stable Wars, they would get my wife on the show, my ex-wife, on the show a lot.
Yeah.
So much so that they thought the next year they should have like a separate show just for her.
Oh.
And she wouldn't go for it.
Oh, wow.
And I was kind of glad she didn't. But
yeah.
So I had I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot because there was no script. It was literally every day we'd wake up, we'd talk to the producer. He's like, what's going on today? We're like, oh, we're going to do this. He's like, great, let's go follow you guys. Fun.
Yeah.
And, but I think to get into a reality show to try and win, you know, nearly $5 million. I might consider that.
If we had a Squid Games type of show for the station and for, you know, the hosts, who would win?
Like, it's like a survival of the fittest?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
Something like that. Or a survivor type of game.
By the way, Squid Game won 6 Emmys. It had 14 nominations. I don't know. That's a great question. It wouldn't be me, that's for sure. Like, I could probably, I mean, Survivor is not my thing either. I could deal with, because I fast all the time, I could deal with the not eating part of the equation. It's just like doing stuff like, I don't know, like making a fire. Like I'm not
making
a Boy Scout,
making a house out of banana leaves and a tree
actually,
or something.
No, but you know what, Funchy, you might be onto something here, George. Rather than a survivor, you know those game shows like what's the one where you have to jump on like the big red balls and try and get yourself?
Oh, that Joe Tessitore does and John Anderson. What's the name of that show?
I don't know what that
show
is. Wipeout. Okay, a Wipeout. Or how about this? This would be fun.
Like American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, precisely.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
yes,
it be great
yes.
if we took all the hosts from 710 and we went to
the American Ninja Warrior
studio?
It's really hard.
I pay a lot of money
impossible.
For that.
But it would be cool if there was like a toned-down version. Because I'm trying to remember, Stallone.
We should bring back our own version of American Gladiators.
See, that's a good one, too.
Oh,
Stallone had a reality show a couple years ago where you had to kind of climb these crazy things and do all these physical activities. I don't remember what it was called. It was on NBC. Nonetheless, that would be fun. Take us all and put us on the American Ninja Warrior set. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I do
by the
that.
Way, Radio Tinder is presented by our sponsor, our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Funchy, do you have any more? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I got one more if you guys want it.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm crazy.
All right, guys. The annual Oktoberfest, the world's largest beer festival, came back over the last weekend for the first time since 2019 because of the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now, Oktoberfest attracts over 6 million people for their three-week period. Looks like an awesome time with all the beer, pretzels, and brats everywhere. So going to Oktoberfest is a bucket listing for you, Scott Kaplan. Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe left. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the beer sounds like super heavy. The brats are, I don't like the color of brats. They're too pale. Like, so they kind of turn me off just looking at brats. And just the whole Lederhosen outfit get up.
I would think that you were all in on that, Cappy.
Nah, I don't really have, I don't have Oktoberfest on my bucket list in any way.
I would totally check it out once, for sure. My sister is in Iceland right now, which is kind of cool.
What's she doing there?
They just never been. And, Iceland's become like this trendy place to go visit.
Is Iceland where Game of Thrones is done?
I don't know.
No, because that's why I think it's become that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think. I'm not 100% positive. Somebody will check
me on
that. I
think it's in Croatia, too.
Yeah, I think also Croatia some. But
yeah.
I feel like Iceland is one of those places that people are like, oh, I want to go there because that's where Game of Thrones. But somebody will check me on that and they'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Laura, what do we do?
Pass. I did the one in Cincinnati, which was the largest one in the world because it outdid Germany's or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, last year. Janice was there too. And I think that's where I got COVID. It's a hard pass. No, thank you. Mm-mm. It wasn't even that great.
Like the food sucked.
The food was
beer sucked.
I didn't drink beer because I don't drink beer anymore. So
Janice is in here too. You can get on mic. What did you think about it, Janice?
No, I loved it. The beer was good. Mm. The food was good. It was just a lot of people. It was. We went right after the Reds Dodgers game, so of course there was a lot of blue there. I would not dress up, but no, it was a fun time.
Yeah, but you did it at Oktoberfest like here in the U.S. It wasn't like done in another country, right? Like that's what
was. I think the one in Cincinnati is the biggest in the U.S. And then of course there's one in Huntington Beach, but I've never gone to that one. So.
But the one that we went to last year. Surpassed the one in Germany.
You got to go to Germany to have like the original.
Yes,
stuff,
yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I once did an Oktoberfest in some place in Wisconsin, and it was crazy. I've done it once. I'm good.
Yeah, you did it once. It's like, eh.
Janice liked it. Janice wants to go again.
She's also in it. I would want to go to Germany. No, I would.
Yeah, I've never done Oktoberfest, but my mother did, and she told me she had a blast.
Yo, mama?
My mama,
that's
yes.
dope.
My mama went.
That's dope.
My mama went,
so
yes.
Dope,
she had the beer, the brats, and everything, too.
All right,
yo,
cool.
Funchy's mama's dope. That's dope. My mom would never.
All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30, presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Oh, growing pains. No, who's the boss? My bad. Right?
From your boy, Tony Danza.
Our man, Tony D. Yeah.
Angela
called us a bunch of mother effers.
He did
and I
call
have
us a bunch
sound.
Of mother bleepers. Yeah.
You do?
We have the audio still?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Let me know.
You guys
want
me to play it?
Yeah, this is when Tony Danza was calling and we had no idea why. And then we tried to get him to come on the air and he called us mother effers.
Well, he was looking for Dr. Somebody? Clapper.
Yeah. Oh, he's looking for Clapper. All right, here we go.
Is he looking for somebody? Tony Danza?
Dr. Clapper.
Oh, he's looking for Clapper?
How Tony Danza's looking for
Forget
Clapper.
Forget it. Put him on the line with us. Forget about Clapper.
Forget Clapper.
Oh.
Hey, oh, Tony.
Nice. Whoa, dump that, guys.
Tony.
Yeah, that's me.
I still love the clean audio because you could just hear it. Yeah. Mother bleepers.
And you know it's him. You know it's him.
Oh, it was definitely him. Well, we got to confirm that it was him.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Clapper called in. I heard that.
Yeah, it was him. By the way, Beto Duran says, Beto Duran, who will be my sideline reporter this weekend for the Chargers-Jags game on ESPN Radio. Shout out to Beto Duran. He says the Oktoberfest in Alpine Village in Torrance. Hashtag, if you know, you know.
Did he actually hashtag if you know, or did he hashtag like the abbreviation for if you know, you know?
Yeah. No, if right, the abbreviation. Okay. I-Y-K-Y. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't put it together that fast.
Yeah. Do you know what, did you know that was the abbreviation?
I did. But but if I had to like do it off the top of my head, if you know, you know, I could, I-F-Y-K-Y-K.
Are you serious, Cappy?
What? I couldn't do it that fast.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
Why? Is that bad? Really?
Yeah.
Can you do the alphabet backwards?
No.
No.
I mean, if I think about it, sure. But.
Well, right. Like, I can't do that. Like, if you said to me,
but
do the
like,
alphabet backwards,
if
I'd be
you
like.
You know, like, that's, you know, there's certain abbreviations that I feel like are just known.
Yeah, like LOL. Or BTW. But if you know, you know, that's a relatively new one. And I can spell it out pretty easily, but I mean, to have to think about it for a second, I-F-Y-K.
All right, you want to try to do the alphabet backwards real quick?
I can't do it.
How much can you do? Just try.
Z.
Uh-huh.
A-B-C-D-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
I mean, you don't know the letter before Z, bro?
He's like A-B-Z.
Z-Y-X. Z-Y-X. A-B-C-D-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
No, we can't do like that.
Z Y X W.
Yeah.
A B C D E F G H I J K.
No, bro, that's cheating.
I copy.
But don't you know that, like, if you ever get pulled over for a DUI, that the cops are going to ask you to say the alphabet backwards? Dude, I can't
really?
Say it. I can't say it backwards. Completely stone sober.
No, I'm the same way. But I'm going to try. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I can try too.
Z Y X W, because you already said that.
Mm-hmm.
V.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Yep.
S.
Yeah.
R Q. I know that. P.
Yeah.
Then is it O next? O.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost there. You're almost
N?
There.
N.
Yeah.
Or M. N.
Yeah, because you got L M N O right there.
M L. Right.
M-L,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
J. No.
Oh.
K. I screwed up. It's
yeah. K.
Yeah. See, I did pretty far.
Not bad.
Didn't do. I mean, you did better than Kaplan. So you know, there's that. But can I give a quick shout out to somebody that's listening?
Yeah.
So my boo and his dad drove to Torrance from the OC.
Yeah.
To do something,
shout out to Torrance.
And sadly, what they needed isn't there. But now they're stuck
do you
in
mean?
Traffic.
You can find anything you need in Torrance.
Not the car they wanted.
Oh damn.
But now they're stuck in
what
the
kind of car?
I think he was looking for a BMW, but I'm not 100%.
There's got to be a BMW dealer close by.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but he was like, we came to Torrance, they sold the car I wanted, and now they're stuck.
There's a BMW dealer in Hawthorne right there in Torrance.
Well, they're
is that the one they went to?
I don't know.
Ask them.
Okay. Well, they're listening, so he'll text me.
Yeah.
But shout out to
hey,
my boo and his
if
his
you day. Went to South Bay BMW in Hawthorne, let me know.
So
there
you so this is Boo and Dad Boo?
I mean, it's my boyfriend and his dad, yes.
And does Dad Boo smell as good as Little Boo?
I don't know because I'm not smelling his dad.
What's wrong with you?
Does Dad Boo have the moves that Little Boo has?
I don't know.
Because Little Boo can jam.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, my God.
Guy can dance and he smells delicious. I bet his dad does, too.
Yeah.
Kaplan making it weird.
Always. You're so weird, bro.
Why?
Forget it.
Did you hear Dad is in the background? Stop it.
Yeah. Porque eres. That's it.
Dad Boo and Little Boo.
Oh my God. Said my boyfriend is dad.
But that anyway. Guy smells
yeah,
delish.
Yeah, find out if they're at South Bay BMW.
Okay, I will ask.
By the Del Amo Mall? Not that far.
Okay. Actually.
And let's say they are there. What are you going to do now?
I'm just saying, I will let them know if there's another dealer in, you know, I mean, I think there's another one not that far from there. If that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, he had a situation with his car. They did him dirty at Irvine BMW. So
damn, Irvine.
Yeah.
What was the... Oh, didn't Lindsay have the issue with CarMax at Irvine? Yeah. What's going on with the Irvinians?
I don't know, but they did him really dirty on his car. He had to sell it. It was a whole thing.
Come on, Irvinians. We were rooting for you a couple years ago when you had that big upset in the NCAA tournament. Really? The Anteaters.
Tell you this right now. They got a good bathroom at the Irvine Hilton. Oh. Say that.
There you go. We should go there.
I mean, you did take a good, you know. Yeah.
28 minutes. More,
by the way, the only other BMW dealer close by, like, close by adjacent is like Long Beach.
Ah, okay. We went to, he went to one in Santa Anita. Crevier.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely one way up there.
Yeah, and he went to Crevier, but he didn't find anything he was looking for. Yeah, and they drove all the way from the OC to Torrance, and they're like, yeah, sorry, we sold the car.
Long Beach is on the way back home if they're going to the OC, though.
Okay. Well, he's listening. He's on the app.
Yeah, there you go. There's a Long Beach one.
By the way, download the ESPN LA app if you haven't.
Yeah. So anyway, Cappy, you're creepy, bro.
I don't think so.
You're hella sus. You know what? That's not even a hella sus. That's sussy.
That's like super sus.
No, sussy. And then you add some extra sussy sauce or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sussy
well, you got to figure if Boo smells as good as he does and he can dance the way he can, he probably got that from his dad. Dad probably rocks some Paco Rabanne or something
well,
cool
his
like
dad,
that.
His dad
Paco
was...
what is this, 1987?
I was going to say Cool Water.
His dad he's did, the dad, you know? He was in Soul Train, I think, or something like that.
What?
The dad was on
he's
Soul
Train? He's a Soul
Train
dancer?
I think so.
Get out of here.
Yeah, his dad was in, like,
see?
Yeah.
See, it's the opposite of hella sussy. It's hella smarty.
What the hell?
For reals. I want to know if the Boo's dad smells good. That's all I want to know.
What the hell? Cap, I will not be finding that out for you.
You never hugged up on his dad?
I mean, I've hugged his dad, but I'm not like sniffing and whiffing his dad.
You didn't
I mean, I do that to my
good?
Man, but not him. That's weird. Why? Like, do you hug Rachel's dad and sniff him? Or mom?
I've hugged both of them, and I haven't noticed that either of them has a, you know, bewitching scent.
Sedano, do you do that to your in-laws?
No, bro.
Exactly.
Dude, that's weird.
Exactly.
You don't hug your in-laws?
I mean, I don't smell them, though.
Yeah, but if they were wearing nice cologne, you'd probably smell them.
I mean, I may have noticed, but I don't sit here and like try to figure out if they smell nice all the time. They seem to smell just fine. You know what I mean? Like,
if Rachel's mom is wearing some kind of nice perfume and I go in to give her a hug and I smell it, I'd be like, ooh, you smell delish. It's a nice weird. Compliment, I think.
No, you smell nice. Not delish. Not delicious.
Yeah.
Or that's a nice perfume you got there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Different.
Hey, coming up next, what you need to know. And I know Funchy actually has some cool stuff. I don't know if you're going to do that in Amazon, the Amazon thing and what you need to know. Maybe you have something else that you can do there. But I do want to – there's actually – for all the people that complained about the NFL on Amazon, we've got something for you there. And the Raiders can't catch a break, okay? And it really couldn't get rough out here. And it's not looking good for Derek Carr because the Sharks are you know, smelling blood in the water for Derek Carr. And by Sharks, I mean, you know, gas bags like us. We'll get to that coming up. Stick around. We're back in a couple minutes.